Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fifth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Willie Akins. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Wathan. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Daryl Motley. Batting ninth. The shortstop, UL Washington. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dennis Leonard. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Hoskin Powell. Batting second. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Batting third. The right fielder, Dave Engel. Batting fourth. The DH, Glenn Adams. Batting fifth. The third baseman, John Castano. Batting sixth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Gary Ward. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ron Washington. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Brad Havens. And now, play ball. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell takes first base on ball four. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong strikes out. There goes Powell. The throw from Wathan to White, and back to Akins, who tags Powell out. Two outs. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Royals. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathan takes first base on ball four. Daryl Motley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Havens fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano strikes out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson strikes out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Havens fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett takes first base on ball 4. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Washington fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Powell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Akins strikes out. Two outs. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wathan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Daryl Motley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wathan. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Wathan steals second. Daryl Motley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motley is 0 for 1 in the game. Motley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wathan scores. Motley moves to second. It's 3 to nothing, Royals. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilfong bunts towards the mound. Leonard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Engel hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Royals. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams strikes out. Two outs. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0 for 1 in the game. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Twins 1. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a pop-up towards short. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington misplays the ball. That's an error on Washington. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 2 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into center field. Ward picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Ward. Brett moves to third. Otis moves to second. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McRae is walked intentionally. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Akins for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiniger hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Twins 1. The Royals will come to bat. John Wathen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wathen strikes out. One out. Daryl Motley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Motley hits a fly ball into center field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 2 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Washington. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Washington steals second. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 3 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Washington scores. It's 4-1, Royals. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 3 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Wilson trying to get to home. Powell throws the ball into Weiniger, who tags Wilson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington strikes out. One out. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Powell hits a pop-up towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards first. Aiken scoops it up and throws to first, with Leonard covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Twins 1. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Brett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Cooper now pitching. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Engel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McRae takes first base on ball 4. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McRae. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. McRae steals second. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Engel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-2 in the game. Adams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Engel moves to second. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-2 in the game. Castano hits a line drive into right field. Motley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Engel moves to third. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-2 in the game. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Akins fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Twins 1. The Royals will come to bat. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Way then hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cesar Geronimo pinch hits for Daryl Motley. Cesar Geronimo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geronimo bunts in front of the plate. Weiniger fields it and throws to first for the out. Way then moves to second. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wilson is walked intentionally. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Geronimo now playing right field. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-2 in the game. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Corcoran pinch hits for Ron Washington. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Twins 1. The Royals will come to bat. Chuck Baker now playing shortstop. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Brett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. McRae hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-1, Royals. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Akins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Way then hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Cesar Geronimo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geronimo is 0 for 0 in the game. Geronimo hits a line drive into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Powell hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0 for 3 in the game. Wilfong hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Engel strikes out. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 6, and Minnesota Twins, 1. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.